to be heard. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., presented by RxMuscle.com. You are about to hear two of the smartest and sexiest IFBB pros tell it like it is. Here are your hosts, Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin.
Welcome to the second episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. My name is Colette Nelson, IFBB professional bodybuilder, and I'm joined by my sexy co-host, IFBB pro figure competitor, Chrissy Chin.
Chrissy,
what a weekend. The Arnold Classic. Wow. I mean,
I'm exhausted.
I don't even know if you can tell, but my voice is a little hoarse. So for all those people that like those sexy radio talk hosts, that's me right now. I don't know. I slept about 6 hours total maybe since Thursday, and I suspended reality for 4 to 5 days. I had a great time, but I'm happy to be back. Sensory overload.
I agree with you. The expo was insane. I think, honestly, it gets busier and busier every year. I think this year there was a record 700 vendors and probably well over 150,000 visitors. I think I smelt everyone's cologne and perfume up close and personal this year. And Lauren Powers, she was working with me at the AOR Industries booth, and she actually got to ballroom dance for Arnold himself.
And we, Chrissy, are lucky enough to have the Miss Lauren Powers on our show tonight. And for those of you who don't know Lauren, she is in a new docu-reality show, which features her reinventing herself from a firefighter to a bodybuilder to a figure competitor to a muscle diva to now a ballroom dancer. And you're just going to have to listen later to find out what is new with Lauren, because you never know, right, Chris?
I agree with you. I don't think there's anything she hasn't tried yet.
And that's scary, Chrissy. That's very scary.
No. Well, Colette, we have a great show. And for those of you who don't know already, we did have Miss Iris Kyle on the show last week. And as we predicted, she did become the 5-time Miss International winner. And must I say, she looked phenomenal on stage. She sported a new hairstyle, which complimented her very well. She looked beautiful. A new routine. And if it's possible, Colette, her physique just looks like it keeps getting better and better. What do you think about that?
I have one thing to say. I don't think the person is born yet that can beat Iris.
You know what? I think I have to agree with you on that one after seeing her on stage this weekend. Well, this week on our show, we are having the two winners of the 2009 Figure and Fitness International on our show. Jen Hendershot, of course, our Fitness International winner, and the beautiful Zaville, who won the figure title.
Well, Chrissy, this brings us to one of the segments that you're either going to love or hate on Muscle Girls, Inc. And this one is our Did You Know segment, very special to my heart. Okay, Chrissy, here we go. And you gotta bear with me, listeners, because there are several of you that will really relate highly to what I'm about to say. Did you know Americans eat 3 pounds of peanut butter per person each year? I mean, I might do that in a month, but I mean, in a year, okay.
I was just going to say, I think you exceed the 3 pounds of peanut butter.
I definitely
the truth.
It's so true. An acre produces enough peanuts to make 30,000 peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, my. I think, you know what? I know you are going to get a peanut acre.
I am. One
you
day.
You are going to own one. You are going to own one.
One day, Chrissy.
And also, did you know that a 2007 study actually showed that adolescents between the ages of 10 and 15 years old can actually lose weight by substituting either an ounce of peanuts or peanut butter for a less healthy snack? And you know, Colette, down those aisles at the supermarket, there are a lot of unhealthy snacks down there.
But Chrissy,
you just have to run away from.
The key is 1 ounce. Colette doesn't tend to do 1 ounce. And we'll talk about you a little later, because you revealed something to me earlier.
Oh, yes.
About your idea of what an ounce is.
I have to share this with our listeners. Last contest prep season, of course, working with Dave, who I love dearly, you know, he put on my diet, you can have 1 tablespoon of peanut butter. So I was at work one day, and, you know, it was that meal where I can have my tablespoon of peanut butter. So, you know, I was looking forward to that. And I delved my tablespoon into that jar, and everyone just started laughing. I'm like, what are you guys laughing about? They're like, well, they go, how much are you supposed to be eating? I go, tablespoon. They go, why is your elbow up in the air and you look like you just scooped out the whole jar of peanut butter? I'm like, he said a tablespoon. They go, really? Let's take a picture and email it to Dave. I go, okay. So we hold the tablespoon with all the peanut butter on it. It's like dripping down the sides of the spoon. And I emailed Dave. I go, Dave, you know, everyone's making fun of me. Is this a tablespoon of peanut butter? And then he, like, in caps, was like, Chrissy, I need you to go to the store, buy one of those plastic tablespoon measures where it caps off at the, you know, flats off.
And it's depressing when you do that.
I know.
It's like
I was like, so, Clint, I did run to the store and got that. And my tablespoon's a lot different than that tablespoon.
Oh, totally. Well, this is how interesting it really got for me. So people actually are listening to the show, which I'm so happy that they are. It was so exciting. And I have about five people, which, I mean, honestly, at one, you're like, okay, two, three, but five is actually impressive, okay? Because they come to me, they're like, Colette, and they're grabbing me from the booth, and they're like, thank you so much for coming out. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I had no idea what they're talking about. I mean, there's the sincerity in their eyes, right? Well, we were listening to your show, and I, too, suffer from a peanut butter addiction. I mean, in the seriousness of their voice, and the tone, and, like, they're holding my hand, and I'm like, my booth became a peanut butter anonymous type of meeting. It was unbelievable, Chrissy. So I am not alone. And people
no,
were like,
you
thank
not.
You for sharing your story. I mean, it was like, you know, I'm at a PA meeting. Peanut butter's anonymous, Chrissy. It does exist at the species booth.
See, you're not the only one.
I know. It felt good, Chrissy. It felt good.
Well, you know, I guess that just shows you that, you know, people are listening to our show, Muscle Girls Inc. And you know, even at the expo, various people coming up to me saying, wow, you guys are great on the show. Thank you for what you guys are doing. So I just think this really just shows you what's here to come. Our show is going to continue to grow. You know, we thank all our fans who are listening to us now and listen to our first show. But, you know, at the expo, believe it or not, more men than women came up to me talking about the radio show. So it's nice to know that we have both male and female listeners out there.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Okay, Colette, let's introduce our next weekly segment, What's in the Email Bag?
What do you got for me this week, Chrissy?
Of course, we are not going to name any names, and we thank our fans for sending in the emails that keep us entertained throughout the week. So I will start with the email that I got this week. I think it was more the picture that really had me stunned.
You got it. You're getting me excited, Chrissy.
Oh.
Getting me very excited here. I may have to leave the room.
I think Jeff, the producer, might need to sit down for this.
Yeah, Jeff may need to sit down, and I certainly hope it's not his photo.
Okay, so the email starts off, hi, honey, I hope you like it. And I'm like, hope I like it.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, okay, this is getting good, okay? And it says, kisses, your lips are just wonderful, and you're so pretty. And then I keep scrolling down this email, there's a little gap, and then I start seeing a picture. So I see this gentleman wearing a hat. It's getting better. It's getting better.
Scrolling down.
Like, okay. I'm scrolling down, and then I see his T-shirt, and then I see his hands reaching down for something. So then I keep scrolling down, and then, Colette, I mean, I just looked at this picture, and I'm like, there is just no way that a gentleman has, an appendage that looks like this. It just looked like a deformed elephant's trunk, a enlarged sausage beyond belief, like 12 foot long. I don't even know how to explain it.
Chrissy, there are no words. That's when you just kind of look at the photo and you're like, I don't even know.
I'm going to forward it to you just so you can see what I'm seeing in front of me.
And I'm sure our listeners are like, gosh, you know, we need a mass email on this one. No, we would never do that. But these are great. I mean, I don't think I can top yours, Chrissy, but I'm going to try because it's a little bizarre, but you know, here we go. Miss Colette, I have a fantasy fetish that I would love for you to fulfill. I'm willing to pay you $300 to $400 to have you naked wearing a contraption that I have made especially for you.
Just for you, Colette.
Just for me. I mean, that alone, I should be over there right now doing this. Once you are in the contraption, I want you to smoke a cigarette and exhale directly into my lungs. Is this something that you would be willing to do for me? Now, Chrissy, first off, I don't smoke and never have, but I never even would think that this is something that someone would pay $300 to $400 for.
But they need something just for you to wear.
That's what really kills me. I want to see how they knew my size and, you know what I mean, how they got that all right. That's what I'm most curious about, right?
I want to see what it looks like.
No, no doubt, Chrissy. No doubt.
Wow. Well, those are two enjoyable emails that we have. We look forward to the other two for the following week, I must say.
Let's see if they just keep getting better. So please send them in. You know where to find us on either rxmuscle.ning.com or rxmuscle.com.
Now you know. Like you said last week, I think they're just going to keep getting better and better.
No doubt.
Well, Colette, let's go into our Arnold wrap-up. I mean, we had an amazing, busy, busy, super busy weekend. I mean, I didn't even get over to you at the Species booth. Every time I was like, I just want to give her one quick kiss. And I had to battle through the people. You had Triple H at the booth. I mean, it was just an insane weekend. But, you know, we really want to wrap up the Arnold weekend. And we both attended the night show. So we wanted to recap, you know, figure fitness and bodybuilding and give our listeners a little overview of what we saw on stage. And I must say the competitors were amazing. And if we could talk about each and every one of them, we would. But due to time constraints, you know, we'll just give some highlights.
Sounds good to me. Start her off, Chrissy.
Okay, let's start with figure. Of course, the winner is the beautiful Zaville, who will be on our show a little bit later. And it appears that there's a huge emphasis on beauty because she is absolutely stunning on that stage. I mean, she's stunning, she has a beautiful shape, and for people that know her, she's an absolute sweetheart.
She absolutely is. Now then there's Gina Eliotti. And again, one of the more muscular competitors. I, too, like her look very much. Always has great conditioning. Again, it just is what catches the judge's eyes. That's really what it is. And, you know, you can't knock anyone or get yourself, even, you know, as a competitor, you just kind of have to roll with it. It's what's in vogue that, you know, when there's those judges judging that particular show.
Yeah, and runner-up is nothing to, you know, wince about. I mean, runner-up is absolute fabulous stage, and she was the defending champion going into the show. So I think, Gina, you looked absolutely wonderful on that stage.
Definitely.
Also worth mentioning, I think we should definitely mention both Crystal Richardson and Felicia Romero, who I both know personally and I think are wonderful. They both made tremendous improvements since last year, and they placed both fourth and fifth, respectively.
And I think that's great. I mean, improving yourself and feeling good. I mean, again, it's the cheesiest cliche in bodybuilding, but it's always the journey, not the destination. And you win every time you're up on that stage and you bring a package that you yourself love. I mean, these two girls just keep getting better and better.
Yeah, you can't take that away from them. They both made improvements, and their placings reflected that. So, you know, I'm very happy for both of them.
And I have to say, another surprise for the evening, because, you know, we were in the audience together. We heard the boos, or whatever you want to call them, or kind of disappointment, was with Monica Brandt. Because I honestly have to say, I mean, I love her body. I don't know what else to say. I love her body. I love the way she looks. You know, we'll never understand why she places where she places. You know, there's, like I said, we spoke with her last week on the show. It's all the conspiracy theories. And, you know, we may never really know. You know, we just may never really know. I just think, as being Monica, she has one of the largest crowd favorites. We saw that just from being in the audience. She looked great.
Absolutely.
She's wonderful conditioning. She's, you know, she's really not short of perfect, Chrissy, not short of perfect.
No, I agree with you. And like you said, she's a huge crowd favorite. And, you know, the applause was incredible for her. So, Monica, you looked gorgeous. And your conditioning was great. And we can go on and on about how great you are.
I mean, if I was Monica, I'd just be like, you know what? It doesn't really matter, you know, because the crowd loves her. I mean, that's winning in and of itself. I mean, you know, she's branding herself. She, you know, whenever you look that good, Chrissy, does it really matter if you're first, sixth, seventh, eighth? It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, as we're watching the show, we didn't see Adela Garcia, so she was missing in action. And I know she is recovering from a knee injury, and hopefully she'll be able to compete soon. But we're hoping that, you know, Adela, if you're listening to the show, we wish you a quick recovery. And I know we would love to see you back on stage, as well as all your fans out there.
Well, Chrissy, let's move on to fitness. Very exciting. I think you and I were like at the edge of our seats. It just keeps getting better, fitness does. And of course, a personal favorite of mine, just ever since I ever remember watching fitness and watching her on stage, was Jen Hendershot, who we are so lucky to have on the show today. She has just some of the greatest routines, and I have to tell you, this creative ending that she had where she's eating the chocolate and throwing them out to the audience, giving to the judges with the song, Let's Get It On. I mean, it was great. I mean, how do you come up with that, Chrissy? What do you wait, you know, sleeping at night, the song comes on, you're like, oh, I got this great idea with chocolates. I mean,
well, I know. We'll have to ask her.
I know.
She was full of energy. I mean, she was dancing on that stage, moonwalking, doing these incredible pelvic thrusts, booty movements. I don't know how she comes up with all those.
really exciting. I was impressed.
You know, another competitor on that stage, you know, all those fitness competitors are just truly amazing. And, but Askana Grishna, honestly, I'm always a surprise at her placing because her routines are so beautiful, so theatrical. You know, all her movements are just so precise. I mean, she began her routine with like this split press. I didn't even know that anyone could humanly possibly do that. And the way she did it, I mean, it was spot on. So what did you think about that routine?
Ever since I ever saw her, when I saw her at the New York Pro doing this routine that she did with Rose, I was so impressed. And she's actually a rhythmic gymnast, an Olympic rhythmic gymnast. And that explains why she was using the ropes and the props.
Oh, I didn't even know that. No wonder, yeah. Because most of the time when you have props like that, it makes it a little more difficult. But she made everything look like a piece of cake up there.
Dare I say, it's Jen Hendershot's routine is like an apple. Hers is like an orange. You can't really judge which one's better. You know, it's her type of routine. I just don't think the judges get yet. You know, it's something quite unusual. And it's going to take some time for them to say, does that routine, you know, warrant being better than somebody else's. It's hard to say because it's just so classically different. But, I mean, it could be noted as one of the best routines in the fact that it's just so different. You know, it's just so different.
And I think it had sort of like a modern dance feel to it this year, which
definitely.
I kind of liked.
Well, you know, Chrissy, there's also, I really want to take a note of, you know, just how fitness can be intimidating because we have got several level 9 gymnasts, which level 10 is Olympic. I mean, you can't get any higher than 10, okay? So when you're level 9, you're right up there. And these include Erin Riley, Nicole Duncan, I think Kim Klein used to be as well. So, I mean, and I know that Mindy O'Brien has a lot of gymnastic background. We have, you know, that's very intimidating for those that don't do that gymnastic background, and it just makes people have to step the bar up. But they're impressive to watch on stage. There's no question.
Yeah, their routines were, you know, something to watch. And like you said, their gymnastics is just incredible. Their flipping skills, their, you know, all their gymnastic moves are just spot on. So congrats to all of them also. And we also have to mention the runner-up of the Fitness International, Miss Julie Palmer, who always, I think, has absolutely great conditioning. And again, she just came off and she started her routine with 3 consecutive flips.
Oh, yeah.
That she hit all flips.
Yep.
And, you know, both her and Jen had so many fans in the audience and, you know, deservingly so. So congrats to Julie for her runner-up placing.
Definitely.
So, Colette, let's move into bodybuilding.
My favorite. Let's go, Chrissy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know who to place in that top 6. I was so impressed. But, you know, of course, our Miss Iris Kyle, she won in a convincing fashion. Colette, I don't think, like you said, can anyone beat this woman? Is anyone alive that can beat her yet?
I mean,
she's just amazing.
She really, really is. And she is so, she just loves it. You know what I mean? There's so much passion for the sport. And when you have that kind of passion and drive and dedication, and, you know, we talked to her last week, she's just amazing. She comes in always in shape, never off. I mean, never off.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has an off show. You know, everybody has an off show. I mean, everybody in that top 6 or at some point in their life has had an off show, except for Iris. It's just, you know, how do you beat that? It's very hard.
I don't know, but I saw those glutes and I was highly impressed. Whoa, her glutes are incredible.
Incredible. Well, let's talk about the second place finisher, Debbie Leshefsky, placing a surprising second. And I say that because it's just like she came out of almost nowhere. I'm sure even herself, and I think we're going to try and have her on the show next week, is like, what happened? You know, not that it's a bad thing. It's just such an unusual thing because, you know, she beat out 2 very symmetrical, bigger bodybuilders, Yak Zinni and Heather Armbrust.
Yeah.
And, you know, Debbie, she's beautiful. There's no question she's one of the most beautiful female bodybuilders, and she's got great conditioning. And in fact, she had probably the best conditioning to date of her career. I mean, she's one of those bodybuilders that's tried different things, coming bigger, fuller, smaller, more round. And, and she really just said, you know what, I'm going to nail my conditioning. And I think the judges rewarded her for that. They said, you know what, Debbie,
yeah,
we like this look on you. And they just, you know, they wanted to toss the table, and they threw her in second place.
Yeah, I think it was her routine. Like you said, she was beautiful on stage, and she had a very beautiful, like, elegant routine. So it was nice to see her play second. And, you know, in third, we had Yakfani Oraquin, and she is always consistent. And, you know, she struggled with her conditioning for the past few shows, but I think, you know, she really brought it together. And, you know, she's always a classy act on stage, and It was her 40th pro contest, and I mean her 12th Miss Figure International, Bodybuilding International. So you can't take anything away from her. I mean, she just goes and goes and goes and goes, and she looks great.
I mean, 40 pro shows. I mean, Yaxini is just, she'll always be a competitor to watch, you know? I mean, she's been consistently in the top three in almost every show she does. So, you know, Yaxini should be very proud. And, you know, it's going to be interesting because eventually these top six girls, you know, there's girls moving up. So, you know, it's becoming more, you know, threatening to these top six that have been that way for the past couple of years. Speaking of another person jumping into the top six that is breaking in that mold is Heather Armbrust. And this is just, I got to tell you, Chrissy, I don't even know where to start, but, you know, she has an insane career. She turned pro in 2008. She was struggling for this pro card for so many years, and everyone's like, how could she not be pro yet? So she finally turns pro in 2008. Her first show, she wins the Sacramento Pro. Then she jumps into the Miss International that same year, and she places third. Then she has this surprising penalty and where she places seventh at the Miss O in 2008. And, you know, everyone's asking me, Colette, she looked like second. Okay, and I really can't disagree with that. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, and I it's just one opinion. I mean, I think she looked amazing. She's one of the bodybuilders that is one of the larger bodybuilders, but she's so symmetrical, very balanced, looked very beautiful with the new hair extensions, and I mean, just her look was really flawless. It just seems like the judges are still having it in their mind when she plays seventh mm-hmm. out of the Miss O. You know, it's like you have to get the fire back with the judge. You have to do something to just make them say, okay, forget about the past, let's move on to the present, because, you know, I don't know if her fourth place was really justified. I don't know, Chris, you looked at me and next to me was like,
yeah.
Wow, she's going to be like second, you know?
Well, you know, I looked over at you when she was on stage, and I looked, you know, Trent and I were like, wow, her legs are just incredible. I mean, like you said, her symmetry, her balance, like, she was just gorgeous on stage, and she has this beautiful smile that just lights up the stage. So, yeah, I'm not sure if thought she was going to place fourth. I thought she was going to place a little bit higher.
What I say to Heather is you just have to keep coming back. I mean, she kind of gets that, you know, I know Heather, and she, you know, you can take the stuff to heart, and you're just like, they just don't like me, and it isn't that simple, you know, it's just, you gotta just get their eye again, and get their fire back, and it will happen. I mean, Heather is good. I mean, Heather has the ability, I think, at one point, someday, she's, you know, could be a Miss Olympia, could be a Miss International winner, really.
I agree with you with that one.
I mean, one day Iris might decide to say, you know what, I want to sit something out, you know, and then that's where she has a real big shot at doing something really fabulous.
Well, I think if Iris did that, there'd be a lot of happy female bodybuilders.
Oh, my God. Do I finally have a chance, you know? Oh, my gosh.
You know, fifth place, we had Deanna Cadeau, who's, you know, is always great to watch on stage. Her conditioning has been a little off her past two outings, and it wasn't at its best at this show, but, you know, you can't take away fifth place from her. She came to, you know, show her stuff, and she did on that stage.
I mean, Diana's, like, such a consistent competitor. Her, too. I can't even think about how many shows she's done, and it's like, I mean, she's beautiful. She is definitely striking to look at. And they compare Diana to her best conditioning. Now, they pick a competitor, and they tend to do that. I mean, it's never like, okay, say her conditioning's off. We mean by, like, a couple of nothing. I mean, it's, like, very minutely different. I mean, to look at her, she'd be like, wow, you know. But they kind of compare her to this idea they have in her mind of what Diana conditioning should be. And it's just, it's hard. It's just hard. And it's almost like I feel like saying maybe she should just do some type of reinvention, like do something crazy with her hair or change her mm-hmm. suit color to something, I don't know, to make the judges say, wait a minute, why are you forgetting about me? Why are you forgetting about me? Because that's what it must feel like, you know? Why are you keep moving me, you know, further and further down the line? So, mm-hmm. I don't know, that's just a thought. You know, that reinvention sometimes works when you just come back with something totally new. But then there's Betty Viana, and I have to mention her because, you know, she is one of the most gifted women in the pro circuit as well. You know, she's got that type of gift like a Heather Armbrust, where she has that perfect flawless symmetry. She has beautiful shape, full muscle bellies. It's just her conditioning thing. You know, she never really mm-hmm. nails the striated glutes thing. And I think, you know, when a couple years ago, when it was in vogue for this 20% less muscle criteria, she would have been perfect. And then you never know where that ever went, that rule. Because, I mean, look, her glutes are great, but, I mean, are they Iris Kyle's? No. And so then it just keeps pushing her further and further back. I don't know what Betty can do unless she just completely tries to, you know, come in ultra, ultra, you know, condition. And then I think maybe she would get the type of reward that she's looking for. But again, it's your body, you know? It's a very mm-hmm. difficult process to do that.
And I agree with you, though. She has all the tools to be very successful in landing in the top three. So she was another competitor, like you said, that we were very impressed with. I mean, that top six is no joke.
No joke.
You know, missing from the lineup was Lisa Auckland, you know, and she's been one of the more consistent competitors since she turned pro in 2002. So I was hoping to see her back on the stage, but we missed her this past weekend.
Yep, she definitely was a consistent top sixer, and she let other people get in there. So that's the fear of missing a show, because when you miss a show like this and you let other girls jump into those top six spots that she's been taking up for the past about 4 or 5 years now, it gets the judge's eye. You see what I'm saying? So that's why it's hard to miss shows, because then you're like, oh, gosh, you know, are you going to then fight again for that top six? I mean, we'll just have to see it the next show.
Well, let's move on into the amateurs.
Yes. Now, Chrissy, we have to openly admit that we both together were insanely crazy at this Arnold Classic. We had roving reporters about the show, and we definitely have some highlights. Again, that show was on Thursday night and then Friday and Saturday morning, which made it almost impossible for us to go to with our booth commitments. But, you know, we do have some points, some really interesting points that I think our listeners would want to hear, because I know when I was mentioning them to you, we were like, whoa, Colette, in terms of the different representation that the countries had with this type of competition. So, you know, let's go on to talking about it. I mean, Chrissy, this was like a pro show. To me, it reminded me of the World Universe that I competed in Spain.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, I was walking to the expo at the time with Lauren. We were conducting interviews for AR and Trees, and, you know, I just had to stop. I was like, I looked at those top five bodybuilders on that stage, and I would have sworn they were professional bodybuilders. I was so impressed, and, you know, we had to stop and watch. I admit it, I had to stop and watch them. They were that good.
Well, Chrissy, the interesting thing, in Europe, you can do the World Universe, and you can turn down your pro card, because they actually, there's incentives to keep competing as an amateur. So it almost is like a pro show. In fact, I mean, let me just kind of go through the countries that were representative. You had Canada, Russia, Norway, Mexico, Bermuda, Finland, Chile, Italy, Denmark, Poland, Iceland was there, Chrissy.
Wow.
France. So, I mean, this to me is sounding like a European invasion, and I don't know. I mean, Chrissy, do you think that the world, I mean, do you think that the Arnold amateur could turn into possibly a pro qualifier, an international, like IFBB pro qualifier, like the World Universe? I mean, it could happen.
Oh, it definitely could happen. And the caliber of the athletes, I mean, a pro card is definitely well deserved, because, like I said, when I was walking by, I was so impressed with those athletes that I had to stop and watch each of their routines.
Yeah.
That top five, I didn't know which way the judging was going to go. They were that good.
I think it's excellent. I think I really I don't know anything from anything, but I could see, being that it's the Arnold and it's an international type of event, you know, you really could see this turning into something really, really great and really incredible. Because, you know, you've never, Chrissy, I was at the World Universe, and it's unbelievable. And if we could bring that here to the States, I think it'd be wonderful.
Oh, I agree with you. And seeing all these athletes from all over the world, I think it just makes that the events just that much more exciting.
Definitely. All right, Chrissy, we got to do it. We got to talk about bikini.
We got to go into bikini club.
I know, we got to do it. We got to talk about it, because everybody's, I'm sure, dying to hear what Chrissy and Colette have to say about it, right? I mean, I can see people are on the edge of their seats listening right now as we mention what we think of this whole new genre called NPC bikini. And we two lovely ladies did win the tall and the short class, and we're going to make it brief and kind of give you a little background of what it seems to be the look or what's going forward with this. And let's start with the tall class winner, Ali Sonoma. I went to her website. I did a little research last night. She has www.alicesonoma.us. This is a very well-to-do model type of woman here. She is a UFC octagon girl, Chrissy. Very interesting.
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
So a UFC octagon girl, and she also has been in True Fitness magazine, FHM magazine. She's trained by Kim Otto. So these are girls that train. I don't want people to think that these are just girls. I mean, these girls do work out. They do have coaches. They do, you know, but their look is just different. I mean, you know, there's all different levels of working out. And I think it's not fair to say, oh, this bikini division is just about TNA. I mean, look, these girls are, they're having coaches, they're training. They want to look their best. And, you know, I think that's something to be said about that. And she's a beautiful girl. And I think this is going to be an interesting, you know, we have to just keep seeing how this evolves.
Yeah, I agree. But this was the first that we've seen a bikini for the year, so it'll be interesting to follow it, you know, as shows to come. I know they're going to have a bikini at the Junior USAs also.
Okay.
And like you said, Allie was a tall class winner, and she also won the overall, so congrats to her on that. And then we had, for the short class, we had the winner to be Gia Alamond, who many have seen in Maxim magazine, and she is all over YouTube. There's many things on her on YouTube. So, you know, both of these girls have a beautiful look, you know, like you said, nice fit bodies, you know, but what do you think about this bikini?
I mean, I think it's pageantry-like. I mean, I really do, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, one of my best friends, Elise Firestone, who's also going to do bikini, actually did pageants. I mean, is there anything wrong with that? I mean, you want to work out, you want to be healthy. You know, it's like a pageant type of bikini division when they have those type of things. And, you know, it just makes it difficult for, you know, older women to compete in this event. It makes it difficult just, you know, because it is really placed on that, what we call the total package. It's going to have a lot of emphasis on that.
You know, I think, it gives women another outlet because not everyone has a bodybuilding physique or,
right.
you know, a gymnastics background for fitness. So, you know, this is another way that beautiful women can get on that stage and compete.
And, you know, for those that, you know, it's, when you think about it, it's just about building the entity. I mean, as a promoter, as anybody that's trying to put on a show, it's about dollars and cents. I mean, if you were having a show, Chrissy, wouldn't you want to have bikini? I mean, you'd bring in more money, you know, more monetary dollars. I mean, it's just, I mean, you ought to look at it. This is a business still, you know? So, I mean, if the idea is to get more and more competitors, this is a great idea to get more and more competitors if you look at it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The one thing I would suggest, I mean, is an idea is it's just you have been there with me backstage waiting. Okay, waiting and waiting and waiting for this to go, then this to go, then this to go. I mean, it's almost like we should separate evenings. You know, Friday nights the women, Saturday nights the men, or Saturday nights bodybuilding, and you know, Fridays. It's just something to just keep the shows from becoming so long. You know, that's going to be the major criticism.
Yeah, I agree with you because it's hard on the competitors. Mm-hmm. You know, they're trying to time their meals, and some of them are watching their water. So to separate, especially with the numbers, last year the numbers on the shows, it looks like, you know, the NPC just continues to grow and grow as well as the IFBB. So
eventually they're going to have to do something because it is so, I just feel so bad. I mean, you're there for I think actually the prejudging for the, on Thursday night was like 6 hours. I mean, because of the bikini. And figure, getting through all that. I mean, that's just so long, Chrissy. It's very long.
Yeah,
so that's my main criticism. I say bring it on, honestly. But we need to figure out a way to do it so that it's not inconveniencing the other competitors, you know? So that's just something to think about.
Yeah, I think as the year goes on, you know, the promoters will see the trends and, you know, they'll make the appropriate changes to the schedule just so people aren't sitting through a tremendous long prejudging, especially for the competitors.
But again, it goes back to one thing, and I just got to say it because, you know, this is something we see. You know how we talk about fitness, you do forever. I mean, you never stop. You know, my mom's classic last line was like, I'm like, Mom, why don't you work out? She goes, well, Colette, if I could just work out for 2 weeks and then I could be done and be all good for the year. I'm like, Mom, it doesn't work like that. I mean, this is like a lifestyle, you know what I mean? Like 2 weeks and, you know what I mean, and call me in the morning kind of thing. I'm all set for the next year. I mean, you know, it just doesn't work like that. You know, it's a lifestyle. And the thing about fitness and bodybuilding in those division and categories, the women are actually better as they get older. I mean, even the big fitness competitors, I can't believe these women are flipping like into their, you know, late 30s and 40s. And the bodybuilders, my gosh, I mean, some of the best ones are in their 50s. So, you know, that always is a place for, you know, the young and the old in the NPC.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, remember Shannon Metro, her routine? She was so cute. She's a mother. She has beautiful children. And she did a little routine with, you know, a MILF shirt on.
That's
and she
cute.
Looked fabulous on that fitness stage.
Wonderful. All right, Chrissy, I think it's time for a commercial break. So let's be back in 2 minutes.
Sounds good. I'll see you then.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Javille Little Bonania, and you are listening to Muscle Girls Inc.
Our next guest is a 2-time Miss Olympia and 2-time Miss Fitness International winner who competed in over 36 competitions and has show-stopping routines. The woman I am talking about is none other than the current Miss Fitness International champ, Jennifer Hendershot. Jen, how you doing over there?
I'm okay. I'm a little hoarse today from talking so much over the weekend, but I'm alive and I'm happy, so that's good.
We'll start off with an easy question, Jen. You're from Columbus, Ohio. They always say the hometown favorite, but now I hear you're living in North Carolina. Why did you move, and when did you move?
I moved about 3 years ago, and my husband took a job as the CFO for Cyvation and Primaforce supplement company.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So we've been living down there for a couple of years.
Nice.
Well, Jen, I was surprised to see you competing because I saw an article that was written by a Maria Kang, and it said, Kim Kline wins Fitness International as runner-up as Jen Hendershot. She's set to retire. Did you have something to do with this announcement, and what made you decide to come back on that stage this year and take it?
I have no idea why they said I retired. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Everybody likes to think that I keep retiring, and I don't understand where that's coming from, but and I'm not sure who that person is that you're talking about. You know what? I retired once, and that was back in 06 because I thought I wanted to start a family, and I decided that the timing was not right for me, so I just went ahead and been competing, and I've never said I was going to retire since then. So, but yeah, I'm just competing because I'm healthy and happy and I can do it, and that's why I'm doing it. So just having fun.
So the other rumor that said, oh, Jen came back, like, why did Jen come back right after the Olympia? Did it have something to do with Adela Garcia's injury? Did that have anything to do with you changing your mind?
No, I had always planned on doing the Arnold 2009. My goal was to win this show. I didn't go to the Olympia to win. I went to the Olympia to get second or third, and then come to the Arnold and win the Arnold. Well,
right.
that isn't really what happened. I won the Olympia, and I was like, oh, crap. I won the Olympia. I didn't plan on winning. I honestly almost didn't do the Olympia just because I wanted to focus on my prep for the Arnold, because that's how badly I wanted to win the Arnold 2009. So I thought, well, what the hell? I'll do the Olympia. It's a warm-up for the Arnold, and I did it, and I won. I was like, oh, crap, that wasn't in the game plan. So it was great. It just wasn't in my plan. And then my goal was to ultimately win this show in the end. So,
I mean, I love your attitude on stage. When you win, you really look like I want to cry for you. You're not one of these people that, like, oh, I deserve, you know, like, I knew I was going to do it. Like, you really look genuinely surprised. And we're all, like, going, oh, she's going to win, you know. And it's just, like, so nice to see. Honestly, it was like, I'm thinking to myself when I watch him, like, oh, she's going to win. You know, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe. And it just looks so sincere.
Yeah.
And I just love that about you.
You know what? The one thing most people in this sport do, they take things for granted. for one. Mm-hmm. And yep. two, people, they get a really big head. For what reason? There's no reason to get a big head. The only difference between all of us who compete in this sport and the general public is the fact that we get enough guts and balls to yep. get up there and do this stuff. I mean, we're no better than anybody else, and they're no better than us. It's always so surreal for me, and I never, ever, ever take anything for granted or ever think, oh, this is my show, and, you know, I deserve to win because I'm Jen Hendershot. Never, ever think that.
We love that about you. I mean, you can really see that, and I know we personally both love that about you.
Thanks. Yeah, I agree with you, Colette. I mean, Jen, your reaction when you won, I mean, it brought a tear to my eye, and I was just so happy for you, and, oh, you were just fabulous that night.
Thanks, you guys. You know what, you gotta remember, I'm getting older, the competitors coming in are getting younger, so that's one thing I'm always up against is, you know, as we age, there's always the new little Jenny Hendershot coming aboard, and you can never, ever for 1 minute take that for granted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you didn't retire, but how do you feel about Kim Kline retiring? Do you think she'll be back on that fitness stage?
You know what, I don't know. I like Kim a lot. I feel like a lot of her personal life became public. And when your personal life becomes public in the public eye, you expose yourself to a lot of criticism and a lot of opinions. And I think some people can handle that and some people can't. I just think Kim maybe just, I don't know, I'm not real sure what happened with her and why she just kind of gave up. But, you know, I'd love to see her come back. I felt like she didn't even really hit her stride yet. You know, she was good, but she could be great. So I'd love to see her come back.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to see Kim back on stage. She's definitely one of my favorites along with you on that fitness stage.
All right, Jen, you've competed in 36 contests, which is incredible. Do you see yourself slowing down? I mean, now I just, you know, you kind of mentioned that maybe you'd want to start a family. I mean, is there a time limit, like, I'm going to do this another 5 years? Or there is no plans? You're just going to keep doing this until you love it? I mean, what's your thought for the future for competing?
You know what? I'm going to keep doing this until it's not fun anymore and it's a job. When it becomes a job, then I got to move on. Yeah. And it's like going when you go to the gym and you're like, oh, I don't want to be here. And then it's like a job you hate, you know? You go to work and you're like, oh, God, I hate this job. And I just don't ever want it to get to that. And if it does for any reason, then that's when that door will open for me to, you know, step aside and move on with my life. I don't have anything to prove. I don't, I've accomplished every goal that I've set out to do in this sport and more, actually. I'll be honest with you, I just never in a million years thought I would be 2-time Miss Olympia and 2-time Miss International. I'm extremely overwhelmed and just like, wow, this is really cool. So, I don't know what's next for me. Right now, I still haven't slept since the weekend, and so I need to sleep and get my voice back and need to spend some time with my husband and just enjoy the moment, and then I'll decide what's next as we get going here.
You know, Jen, you have so much energy on that stage, and I was wondering, would you ever think about being possibly like a cheerleading coach at a top university? Because, oh, just watching you, I'm like, wow.
That's funny, because, I know there's a job opening up at Ohio State, and I would love to be the cheerleading coach for the Ohio State University cheerleaders. That'd be like a dream job for me, and I've considered that. The college level and whatnot. It's not something I'm passionate about right this minute, but I can see it long term that I definitely could step in that direction for sure. Yeah.
Well, when did you start these fat camps? And, you know, you can give us the acronym for that. How often do you have them? I mean, you know, you don't have to go into all the details, but, you know, describe what a typical camp's like. How do you find out about these fat camps, et cetera?
Well, Fat Camp started about 6 years ago and going into my seventh year in August. And it just basically was, I was a school teacher and I just, teaching kindergarten did not fulfill my, you know, my fantasy, I guess. I just didn't think teaching school was going to be like that. And I just felt like I wanted to teach, but it just wasn't at, you know, in a 9-to-5 job and with 25 5-year-olds. So I pretty much just said, you know what, let's figure out a way to teach, you know, the public. I love fitness. So I just combined fitness with my education and my college degrees and started a fitness camp for, you know, women of all ages, shapes, sizes, and it's just been really great. The schedule, we have 20 cities this year. I've already completed 4 stops. I'm heading to Vancouver this weekend. But getfatwithjen.com is the whole schedule, and I love it. I mean, I think that's where my passion is. That's where I'm like, my heart and soul is.
And so. Jen, wait, say the email, I mean, the website for that so people can find out for the fat camps?
Yeah, it's getfatwithjen, P-H-A-T.
P-H-A-T, awesome.
Yep.
Great.
You know, Jen, we were just talking about your routines, and we are just so entertained by your routines and your little heartbreaker routine, your box of chocolates on stage. Like, how do you come up with these ideas, and do you do your whole choreographing on your own?
You know what? I actually have an assistant young girl, and an NPC top competitor, Alicia Dean, who is hopefully going to get a pro card this year. I've actually been cloning her to help me with a lot of these routines, and she's had a lot of input in the last couple of routines I've done and helping me with, you know, kind of get over the hump and make some decisions on what's the most creative and come up with more creative ideas. And together, her and I have kind of worked together, and she's taken on a bunch of my choreography clients because I am running out of time every day to run 3 businesses, run a choreography business, time for my own training and schedule. So been really, really crazy, but Leisha's been awesome, and she's been fantastic at helping me come up with some of these ideas. And the candy eating part of the routine was my husband's idea. So
genius. Tell him genius.
A little love to my boy Brian out there, because it was going to be a Krispy Kreme routine, and I was going to eat a donut at the end. But
no, that was the heartbreaker. Oh. Crisis, man. It's awesome.
I love the outfit. When I saw the outfit, I'm like, oh, I'm changing this. And I thought, no lie, 3 weeks before the show, I changed it. So.
No, Jen, do you ever feel the pressure? Because I got to say, you know, I was watching the routines, and I see Nicole Duncan do a full. And for those of you who don't know, that's a backflip with a twist. And I know Kelly Ryan used to be able to do that, and then Kim Kline. So she's, you know, these are some pretty, you know, difficult moves. I mean, do you feel that, you know what? Do you ever feel a pressure that I need to be doing? I mean, I'm not taking anything away from you, because your level of difficulty is insane. But when I did see her do that full, I was like, holy, I haven't seen that in a long time. And do you feel like, you know what, I need to do that? Do you ever feel like that pressure or no?
Never. No.
That's good.
Everyone's got their own thing, you know, and it's not a gymnastics competition, it's a fitness competition. And I try to just bring a balance of, you know, gymnastics, dance, strength moves. And no, I never want to be something I'm not, and never tried to be, and not going to start now 10 years later.
I think that's good. It's hard to do that. You know, sometimes you feel like, oh, God, they're, you know, you try and keep pushing the bar. And then, like you said, you become someone you're not. And then I'm sure you've seen it. You know, when you see competitors compete and they're doing things like out of their level of skill, and then they just, you know, somebody that's not a hip hop dancer is trying to do hip hop moves, and you're like, oh, no, oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, I think everything she does works for her, you know?
Yeah.
And she knows that, and she knows her strength, and she just displays it so well. You really do, Jen.
Thanks. I remember when Susie Curry was on the circuit. One time she tried to dance, and I looked at her after the show, and I said, "Do me a favor, Susie." I said, "Don't dance. Just stick to what you do best."
Yep.
You know. And she was like, "Yeah, you're right. You're right." You know. But she, you know, she felt the pressure, you know, as I do with just some of the younger girls coming on board. So I think that's what, you know, she would tell you the same thing.
Right.
Well, Jen, what's next for you? What is next for Jen Hendershot?
Oh, my gosh. You guys have a really crazy schedule. I'm on the road for the next month. I'm home. I get to go home. I get home tonight. I leave Thursday morning at 6 a.m., and it's Tuesday today. And I'm just running from city to city, no lie, doing my camps and one-on-one client training. And I've got some photo shoots coming up in California next week. And I'm just trying to, you know, keep my clients happy, my online clients, and keep my camps running. And I, you know what, I tried out with MTV for the show Made a couple weeks ago. I think I got a good shot at that. I've got an audition with The Biggest Loser looking for new trainers. I've got that other reality show that still we're working on, that's with under Jane Awad with Warner Brothers. So there's so many things going on outside of this that I'm just trying to keep up right now. So if I can keep up, I'm not going to, you know, hopefully I'll survive it all. So.
Well, discuss, Jen, you got to talk about this book that you wrote. I think it's The Curvelle Lifestyle. Am I saying that right?
Yes, that's correct.
and 9 weeks to a slimmer thighs, tighter buttocks, and sexier curves. I mean, what was that like writing a best-selling book? Because that's what I understand. It was one of the best-selling books out here.
Yeah, you know what? I loved writing the book, and I'm actually wanting to write a couple more books. I've got a lot to say, and a lot of things I need to share. I think with a lot of the, you know, younger generation of the sport that I think could help them. You know, I don't feel like anybody really stepped up and kind of helped me from a competitor standpoint. When I was coming up in the ranks, I learned everything the hard way. So I want to try to be that person that can kind of lend a hand to so many others and see if I can't keep these girls focused and, you know, on the right track. So hopefully I can write a couple more books. I'll let you know if I finish them in the next year or so.
Oh, that'd be great.
Thanks.
Yeah, Jen, since you're writing these books, it's definitely going to be a big help to people that want to compete. But what are some tips that you can give maybe some competitors now out there that want to maybe pursue fitness?
You know, I just tell people that everyone thinks you got to have gymnastics background or dance background. You don't have to have any of that. I mean, you just got to have a passion for it. Say you want to do it. You know, hire the right coach, you know, and stick to it and just put the package together. And then once you do it, just go for it. You know, the best thing about our sport, whether it's bodybuilding, fitness, or figure, is that it opens doors for women of our age to get on stage and be role models for our children and for our, you know, younger generation. I say, hey, doesn't matter if you're first or last, get up there and do it. You prove to yourself that you have the willpower and strength to be a role model, and that to me is more important than any trophy. So
now, Jen, I got to ask, because I mean, I've been working out since I was 19. I'm 34 now, and so I don't even know how. Let's do the 15 years or so. And I mean, I have injuries, and I'm really kind of, it bothers me because, you know, I love to train so much, but, you know, I have 2 labrum tears in both my right and my left shoulder and the anterior side. I mean, do you have any injuries? I mean, I just know. I mean, many of my friends that are gymnasts and do this type of stuff, I mean, they have some. I mean, my friend Amanda, she has an ankle. She tore her ankle. I mean, any injuries to speak of, or?
Oh, yeah, I got so many that no one even knows about them, you know. I'm one of those people that I just take care of every every injury I have. I genuinely take care of them. I don't make them a big deal, and it takes a lot to bring me down. I just tell people, unless my head is broke and dangling and bleeding, I will be there.
I mean, and I'd like to hear that only because I know that I go in the gym and everything doesn't feel the same. You know, it starts, certain things hurt, and I just got to be smart. You know what I mean? Like, nothing's required surgery yet, but it's like, you know, there's been a lot of changes in the way I train, you know, because it's just, I have to.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken time off, and I seek chiropractic and massage and try to just really take care of myself in the off season to repair those injuries. And then when I get down to the, you know, the shows, I mean, the week before the show, I could barely walk. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, I could barely walk. I just have my calves and my feet, they cramp up real bad, and when you start to pull out water out of your, you know, system to dehydrate, it just gets worse. So you got to be really careful, and you got to be real smart. You know, I always tell my husband, I'm like, I'm not dying for fitness.
Jen needs to write that book, you know. So there's just a lot of things that people don't go there or talk about, and you know, it's we need to start talking about it and helping these girls that are in the sport and really don't know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
The way you perform on that stage, you would not think you ever suffered any type of injury.
That's what I think. I'm like, God, she's amazing.
I know.
My shoulders hurt just like, oh, God, just getting on the floor.
I just hold my breath for 2 minutes.
Right, exactly.
Jen, I have to ask, I was admiring your two-piece suit on stage. Is that a CJ suit? Because it was gorgeous on you, the collar, the stoning, and everything. And I know suits are a big part of competition.
Yeah, it was the same exact color as my one piece from the Olympia, and I loved the color and the photos of me in that color that I just said, hey, whip me up the same, you know, two-piece, and yeah, CJ totally made it. She's so good to me, so it was, she always hooks me up with the right suit, the right color, and it was worth it, so.
Now, Jen, are you still sponsored by bodybuilding.com, and if so, how long, it seems like a long time you've been with them.
Well, actually, I've been working with them, but I just signed a contract with them in October.
Okay.
And we kind of have the same goals. You know, our purpose in life is to basically see people achieve their dreams. And it's not so much through competition, it's just on a daily basis, you know, eating healthier, living the lifestyle kind of thing. And they just, you know, they've been really great, and they're real easy, and They're real supportive, and I don't, you know, I own protein
powder. I think we just lost Jen. You know, she is driving through the mountains, and we thank her for her time, and she was wonderful to have on the show. And again, big congrats to Jen, and just please drive safely to your final destination today. I know you have to be tired because we're exhausted from the weekend.
I know. That's awesome. She's calling us while she's traveling. That shows a real true spirit and really gracious guest that we've had here on Muscle Girls Inc. So yes. we really give her the best, and thanks for a great interview.
Yeah, thank you, Jen.
Chrissy, this is the perfect time to take a quick 2-minute break for our sponsors, and I'll be back in two.
See you then.
Muscle Girls Inc. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. With these words, ALR Industries was founded in 2001 by Arthur L. Ray. The time had come to apply the knowledge acquired through a lifetime spent in bodybuilding and research to a new purpose. ALR Industries was born to provide those who refuse to accept mediocrity the tools to reach their full potential. Visit ALRIndustries.com now and refuse to accept mediocrity. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Monica Brand, and you're listening to Muscle Girls Inc. with Colette and Chrissy.
Colette, our next guest is a 2-time winner of the New York Pro Figure Show and the current 2000 Miss Figure International winner. She's one of the most beautiful figure competitors to grace that stage and definitely one of the hardest working athletes. And I know you have seen her training in the gym firsthand, so you can testify to that. And the woman that I am talking about is no other than the gorgeous Seville. Welcome to Muscle Girls Inc., Seville.
Hello, everybody. Thank you.
Seville, can you start by just pronouncing your last name? Because me and Chrissy didn't want to mess it up.
Rodonieri.
Okay, Chrissy, I want to hear you say
that. Rodonieri. How's that?
Rodonieri.
You got to roll the tongue. Rodonieri. Is that better?
Yeah. I'm good girls just with the first name.
Thank you. All right, Seville, you started competing in 1998 when you lived in your native land of Lithuania. When did you move to the United States, and why did you move to the United States?
I moved to USA in 2002 to expand my figure career as an athlete and to become professional. And like we all know, America is the land of opportunity, so...
Well, we're happy to have you here, Seville. You have been quite a beauty to watch on stage, that's for sure.
I know. They have many, many fans in the United States, so we're not the only ones that are glad you're here. And Seville, I heard you were originally actually a fitness competitor. What made you decide to switch to figure and when you started competing in the U.S.?
Yes, I used to be a fitness, and I switched from fitness to figure because actually I hurt myself. You know, during all that routine, you have to be very flexible, and I have problem with my leg. So then, you know, I love to work out with the weights. I said, you know, let's try figure. And I did very well. I won Europe champion, and I'm still here.
Great.
Do you think you would ever go back to fitness?
No.
Chrissy, she's like, I won 2 times the Miss Figure International. Nah, fitness, no need, you know.
No, it's really difficult. I think figure, it's more hard than bodybuilding.
After you won the 2007 and 2008 New York Pro, did you ever think you would win the Miss International? I mean, was that something that, you know what, I'm going to strive to do?
In 2007, I won New York Show,
right.
and then I got a little bit upset after I came in 11th place at the Olympia. Not upset, but, you know, I was thinking about stuff then, but actually it worked good for me, you know. I pushed myself more when I'm losing something, So next year, 2008, I won again New York show and to qualify for 2008 Olympian. There I got third place,
right,
which made me very happy. And
yeah,
then,
top three is a great accomplishment.
Know, talking about the Miss International, it's amazing feelings. You know, that night after show, I couldn't sleep.
You're probably still wearing the jacket, Seville.
No, after shower, you know, laying down at the hotel, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I did it. You know.
Yeah, that's a great feeling.
Amazing.
Well,
I didn't believe,
deserved.
You know, Warheart, you know, with Warheart, you can all your dreams come. You can
yep.
Be true. You know, you just have to work hard and believe in yourself.
Yep.
Well, Zavelle, you seem to have the new book that Want for Figure, and although you're not one of the more muscular girls, can you please tell us about your training style? Because you obviously train extremely hard. Colette has told me seeing you at Bev and Steve's gym. So can you tell our listeners how you've been training and how your prep was for the show?
Well, I hope I'm a new look of figure. And about muscular, you're right. I'm not the most muscular girl, but the figure, I think it's all about proportion and then, you know, nice, good athletic look.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Zavelle, tell us about your training because I've seen you train. Then, tell them about how heavy you lift. It's amazing. It really is.
I know. This is what happened. Everybody thinks that, you know, I'm like lifting 3 or 5 pounds of weight and maybe working just with the balls or whatever. No. I am old school, believe, and I work very hard and very simple, and I do, you know, like 9-12 sets for each body part, and talking about reps, it's independent where I am, you know, it's just before show and off season. I love weights. I work like bodybuilder guys.
I'm telling you, Chrissy, she's the hardest working figure competitors. I've seen her do like what, 3 hours of cardio sometimes, Zavelle?
Wow.
Yeah, for this show I did 3 hours, and actually for 2007 Olympia I did 4 hours.
I mean, so
the
there
last 4 hours?
Yes, 4 hours of cardio the last week.
All right, there you go, Chrissy. I'm going to keep you...
Wow. Well, you know, Colette, whatever she's doing is working.
Oh, no kidding.
So I think I might have to start doing 3 hours of cardio.
I know.
I just, you know, when I want something, I'm like, you know, 100%.
I love that attitude. I love that. All right, Zavelle, here's the big question of the hour, and I have to ask it because people were coming up to me saying, you have to ask her. There are rumors, and the most random of people are asking me this. I mean, I'm telling you the most random of people that barely even compete, are like, did you hear that when they get a pro division for bikini that Zavelle's going to be the poster child, that she's going to switch to bikini? And I'm like, I actually didn't hear that at all, but I have
it's
to ask
funny.
You, Zavelle, is there any truth to this?
I never thought of bikini. And I would like to stay in figure, but, you know, you never know in the future.
Right.
And then, in general, you know, like 15 years ago, I think bodybuilding looked like figure girls.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. For me, it doesn't matter how they call me, you know, bodybuilder, fitness figure, or bikini. But, I like how do I look right now. I like my body. This is my dream body. You know, 11
right.
years ago, I started to work out, and I was dreaming about body what I have right now. And if they call right now, it's figure, it's okay with me. It's figure. But I never thought about bikini.
Right, that's what I thought. It was just, it's so interesting, this industry, how little things can, like, one little thought can turn into somebody's form of reality.
Well, people like drama, you know.
They love drama.
Drama.
Yes, they do. Zavelle, can I ask you, why do you choose figure? I mean, you have such a beautiful look. You can be a professional model, be on TV, movies, maybe even the WWE. Do you see yourself doing it for the love of the sport, or do you think you may even venture into maybe the new avenues that you can see yourself in?
Well, first of all, I love it. I love it, you know, work out with weights. And then they say, you know, when you get in here, you can't get out. So, I don't know, maybe it happened with me too.
No, but it's so true. It's addicting, don't you think, Chrissy? I mean, you get addicted to the competition aspect of it.
Absolutely, especially if you have, you know, the positive attitude that Seville does, you know, and she's doing well, her hard work is paying off, you know, so it would be hard to leave, I think.
And Seville, and I know Chrissy has also seen the layout in that magazine that we don't talk about, but I did see probably one of the most beautiful layouts of you ever. I mean, and it was, I mean, what did you think of that experience? I mean, in your photos, and could you believe that was you? Because sometimes I'll look at photos of myself, I don't even believe it's me.
Yeah, it happened with me too. When we did photo shoot, the photographer showed me on the computer, and I'm like, wow. No.
That was, I thought.
I think it's amazing.
I thought she was like the Pamela Anderson of figure.
Oh, absolutely. She looked stunning. Seville, you were gorgeous in that layout.
Thank you, girl.
Well, Seville, what is next for you? I mean, it's a few, it's months away, but the Figure Olympia, is that what's next? Do you want a break? Do you want to just plan for the next Miss International? Where are you at? Where is your heart at? What do you think is next for Seville?
Right now, I'm thinking just about the Olympia.
Right, yeah. All right.
Usually, you know, after show, I'm like, leave me alone. I don't want to think of nothing, just take a rest and everything. But I know, I just... You know, I didn't do crazy things for this show. Like, you know, my training routine stayed to the end the same. I didn't do any crazy stuff with the carbs in the end, with the water, you know. I feel more like normal.
Oh,
you know, like still strong and all my mind still in competing. So, and
yeah.
Then, of course, you know, when you win, you know, it makes you feel more motivated.
I know. I heard you were in the gym last night. You're great, Seville.
I did cardio.
Oh, my gosh. Dave's like, I saw Seville in the gym. I'm like, she is on a mission.
She is.
Well, this is what we love,
yes,
right?
Yes, so true. I can't stay out of the gym either.
I'm thinking about Olympia.
Yep, wonderful.
Well, Seville, good luck to you with your preps for the Olympia. You know, we look forward to seeing you on that Olympia stage again. And, you know, I think you're just absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much. And in the end, I would like to say thank you, girls, for this show. I think it's amazing. I heard your first show, and I think you're doing a great job. And good luck to you. Keep doing what I do.
Oh, Seville, we love you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for taking the time for coming on our show. We greatly appreciate that.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Seville, and I'll see you at the gym.
All right.
Muscle Girls, Inc. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up to the minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com. Muscle Girls, Inc.
Our next guest is one of my favorite ladies. She's an absolute sweetheart. She's a model. She's an actress. She's a muscle diva, muscle goddess. I can go on and on about her. It's the one and only Lauren Powers. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., Laura.
Hey, ladies. Happy to be here. Good morning. I just want to say woke up for you girls.
That's love, Chrissy.
Oh, good evening.
It is love, because I am so exhausted I'm such an action-packed...
Lauren, can you give us a little overview in Lauren Powers fashion about this weekend's events at the Arnold? I mean, I have to admit, I'm still a little jealous that you got to ballroom dance for Arnold.
There's not such thing as a little interview or overview. It was amazing. It was probably one of my best Arnolds ever. In fact, I've been going since 2002, so this I counted up as my 8th Arnold in a row, and this one topped it all because it's just, you know, you see such amazing people. The energy was great. It wasn't so crowded where you couldn't move. Remember last year it was like ridiculous. So it was fun. You got to get around through the crowds and meet and greet your fans. Of course, take tons of photos. You guys, I was made my way to Species Nutrition booth, 3 days in a row, and it was so... Every time we showed up there, it was more insane than the last.
That's what I love about you, Lauren. I love the interview with these microphone placed strategically between, which we'll talk about later, your most glorious.
That was exclusive for you.
Thank you.
Yes, Chrissy. Yeah, Chrissy was my co-host that day for ALR, which was, I want to thank so much, has been my top sponsor for my trip this year. So we just killed it. Had so much fun. We were put in the back, but we roamed around and had so much fun. And people, they knew we were there. They totally knew. Everyone knew that we were there.
You know, making the way to his spot. You were holding my hand. You were like my little bodyguard going through that tough crowd.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know how to get through a crowd, that's for sure. Well, when I was at the Jantana booth, they put me in the ballroom gown that I had, which Christina Stakova, who's a famous dancer from Bulgaria, hooked me up with this dress in New York. I showed up there. Jantana did all my body makeup, and then they put the face makeup on me, and I had to run on stage at the main stage because they announced that I was going to be dancing for Arnold in the Grand Ballroom later that afternoon. So I had like 1 minute to get from one end of the expo to the other. So trust me, I know how to walk through the crowd.
I don't know if you guys saw that, but that was pretty fun.
They announced that. You know, we're crossing over, taking health and fitness, and also showing that a bodybuilder can ballroom dance. And so that's how I got the opportunity to run over and do a whole grand finale, if you will, for Arnold at a cha-cha with some famous dancer, Alex Thomas, and his partner, Isabella. Had 1 day to teach me a routine, you guys. 1 day in between the insanity of the Arnold.
Well, you pulled it off. You cha-cha'd your way and did a fabulous job. You know, besides being bodybuilder, ballroom dancer, you know, you also did your first figure show this past December. I remember you called me, you're like, Chrissy, I'm going to do a figure show. I'm like, you're what? So please tell our audience, you know, how was your first figure experience and when did you do it again?
And how many more are you planning this year? 7, 8, 9 more figure shows for
Lauren? You know what? I just do drive-by competitions. You know me.
You try and do like 2 to 3 a month?
Yeah, I'll come visit you in New York and do the show. I mean, who knows?
Okay.
The figure thing was good because I've lost so much muscle from dancing that the producers of my project, well, you know what? You've slimmed down so much. Why don't you do a figure? And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then sure enough, there you go. I'm like, okay, why not? What the hell? So I did a dance production the night before and literally got on stage the next morning in figure. But it was great, you know. I mean, competing I always love. You know that. You know I love to be on stage, Colette.
I know. I'm the same way. It's sickness. It's a disease.
I know. That's why we do it.
It's a disease. It definitely is.
It's our personal curse.
Yes.
But it's a good thing. I mean, I had fun with it. I got great remarks from some of the judges, how, you know, my energy was the best, my walk, my posing. Believe it or not, Chrissy, I didn't even practice, but it came out.
Well, we know you have to work that stage.
She's a natural.
That's not a question.
I worked it, but of course, you know, I'm a bodybuilder. We know that. So
yes.
I had so much muscularity and stuff. I didn't win. But that was fine. We got the content. NPC allowed us to film, and that was the main thing. And
Lauren, it's the journey. Not the
destination. It is the journey. It's all about the journey. Of course it is.
Yeah. All right, so
It was a good experience. It's doing something different. I mean, I used to make fun of the figure girls, and then I became one, you know?
Yes.
See how I am?
You can make fun of figure girls? Hey.
Wait a minute.
No, I used to tease them in the back of the pump room. I'm like, you bitches with all your glitter and everything. You know, they'd be hogging all the mirrors, right?
Right.
I was entertainment backstage always.
All right, so Lauren, tell us about this documentary. I mean, everybody's like, okay, you're talking about this. I guess they call them docu-reality. Is that what they call them now these days?
Yeah, pretty much. It's basically, this one I'm doing right now is called Beneath the Muscle, which I love that title. And it's kind of diving into three different women's lives. We've got Bee Smith, you guys know her, Queen Bee. She's a national competitive bodybuilder. And then we've got this other gal named Kim, who is showing her journey right now, her and her husband, and what she's going through with the diet and all the, you know, the food prep and everything that goes in, which I think is great. It gets to show the general public how insane this really is when we really do get ready to compete, and the training and just the shopping for the food. I mean, they've been following her around and how much chicken she eats a day, and, you know, just the whole deal. They're actually filming it, so it's good. And then, of course, my crazy life, it's had a lot of content, from bodybuilding shows to figure shows to speaking at colleges to my ballroom lessons to learning how to lift to productions to the Harley, my mom, my dad, friends, other people that have watched me transition. We'll have the dance for Arnold. I mean, just, I don't know, I just can't even sleep awesome. Right now. I just woke up. But it's a lot of stuff. My daily life, you know,
yeah.
No big deal. But it's exciting. It's exciting because it's fun, and I really want to spread the word that my message is basically, guys, that it's never too late to look great inside out. And so I think that's pretty heavy duty, and it's reaching. Every time I say that, it reaches so many people in so many different ways. You know, I'm not 20 years old, let's face it, doing all this stuff.
I mean, Lauren, it's like, you know what, with Lauren, though, and Chris, you got to agree with me. I mean, you can say you could love and hate her, right? You could, you know, you could say that, right? But you got to respect her. I mean, no, but listen.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, actually, everybody has to love
her. By the way, Lauren, I'm one of the ones that really loves you, okay?
I know, I'm one of the ones that really loves you. I don't even actually know anyone. I mean, I'm saying that facetiously because how can you not respect or admire somebody that is not afraid to take chances, is not afraid to be a million different people? You know what? It's like everybody would love to be Lauren Powers. You know what I mean? Like, firefighter, bodybuilder, figure, you know, a television personality. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, big congrats to you, Lauren.
You.
You've really marketed yourself well.
You know, if people don't like it, or the girls or whatever, they're envious or jealous or whatever, just come talk to me. You'll find out there's nothing to be jealous of. I work really hard, and I do take risks, and I'm doing it for all of us. That's just for us. It's not a selfish thing. I'm trying to make big global messages out there that you can get off the couch and change your body and your physique into whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I changed it for firefighting. I changed it for bodybuilding. I changed it for figure. I changed it for ballroom dancing. It's like I just recreate literally myself, and my physique goes with it to whatever I decide to do that year.
No, it's like the one thing everybody's looking for is like some type of control over their life. And Lauren's been able to do that in so many different aspects of her life. That's awesome.
Well,
it's all about the journey.
Yep.
I really don't think about it so much. I just go with the flow. And it's more about a spiritual path as well. So we're divulging into that and pursuing the good, you know, the right things in life and being a good girl, and good things happen to you.
Yep.
Well, Lauren,
and you are my girl.
That's right, baby.
We had so much fun. I keep laughing. When you see the pictures, you guys, I went through them on the airplane on the way home, and I was totally laughing again all by myself sitting in my seat.
Well, here's the best part. Christy, go on with your...
Oh, I got to bring this up. You know, speaking of physique changes, Lauren, I know, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with you this weekend, and I enjoyed every minute of it, but you mentioned to me that you were going to give Colette a nice, big, big gift that, you know, you guys had to discuss it on the flight into Columbus, and you just got to give me more details on this. I mean, we touched on it briefly, and I just laughed my little hiney off, so you got to talk about this. What is that gift you're going to give Colette?
Colette, you're killing me. Can we go on like national, like some universe? Discuss this. The World Wide Web. Let's just talk about this on the World Wide Web so we have proof that I said it, right?
Oh my God.
Put me on the spot. Yeah, so you took the plane right over. So hilarious. Well, the deal is Colette wants to go bigger, meaning her breasts. And I've been considering my body's changing. I'm going to go smaller. So I'm like, hello. We look at each other. We're like, well, there
and
you go.
And this is in typical Lauren and Colette fashion, so you got to understand, you know what I mean? Her and I get going on this stuff. So what do I say to you, Lauren? I go, Lauren, listen, I'm not selfish. I don't want your kidney. I don't want your kidney. Keep your kidney, Lauren.
Keep your kidney. poisoning.
I mean, that's really the punchline, Chrissy. You know, I'm not selfish, you know. I'm gonna let Lauren keep her kidney. I don't want her kidney. I just want her breast implants.
She just wants the girl. Yeah, you know.
She wants the twins.
Oh, it was great.
Absolutely.
We were dying, you know, Chrissy.
And since I love Colette so much, I'm like, you know what? We can make this happen. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine that in a docu-reality show? Sure. You know what I mean? And you know how I love TV. I mean, God, I'd have to do this just so I could, like...
We have to film it. We're donating you my breath.
Oh, my God.
We have to film the booby transfer.
Lauren, imagine that on, like, E! Entertainment. I mean, God, Access Hollywood. I don't know. This is limitless right here. This has never been done before.
That's nothing on us.
Nope, nothing.
I love booties.
I can't talk, you guys. I'm laughing so hard. You guys are killing me. Oh, I haven't even had a cup of coffee. I'm trying to get this hyper shot open, Chrissy.
Chrissy? She's trying to work the microwave, get the hyper shot open, wake up, open her eyes. I mean,
No, our hyper shot, our drink from ALR. I tried to open this thing, and I could pass out before I get it open.
It's tamper proof.
Lauren Powers proof.
It's retarded proof. I'm having a hell of a time. All right, I think I got it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, Lauren, is there anything new? I mean, before we finish and close the show.
Anything new?
I know, that's what I figured. I mean, within the next, you know, upcoming year or so that you're planning to do that you've never done before, like skydiving or anything crazy like that.
Bungee cord jumping, I've done it. Riding a hot hands, I've done it. Let's see. I don't know what else to do. We were talking at the Arnold, we were clapping because I'm trying to cover the whole thing. Right, and all the different events that are going on. I'm like, maybe I'll take up fencing.
Fencing, right. Ping pong. Ping pong.
I want to
see Lauren Powers ping ponging. That's tough, Chrissy. It takes a lot of skill. That does.
I would like to see her on the golf course.
Golf course?
Bowling.
Bowling?
I do golf. Golf is good. I can hit the ball.
I mean.
Yeah, I try to golf. It's been so much, it's been put on the back burner because of my dancing.
Well, you know what, Chrissy?
Did you guys watch Dancing with the Stars last night? I was flying home. I don't know about you, too.
No, Chrissy was definitely in hours of turmoil flying home.
Oh, I was delayed going back into Los Angeles, and then I'm like, oh, gosh, I got to get up early. We got a show tomorrow.
I couldn't focus, Lauren. I had so much anticipation of calling you that I just couldn't focus.
You're so funny. You are so funny. You have to come see me. We have to do the breast implant switch. No big deal.
No big deal. You know, we'll just do it over the next couple of weekends. And I'll be giving you a call. Oh, my God.
I am filming it.
Yes, personal. Hand-on filming with Chrissy Chan. I love it.
Yeah, no, I need to get you girls in my project, too, doing something besides this, besides
just
a big surgery.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Lauren, listen, you know we love you, and we want to have you on regularly, so we'll be having little spots of Lauren, keeping up with Lauren, and we adore you, and you know I love you, and you made my plane ride. I swear to God, Chrissy, I mean, I was so exhausted on this plane, but Lauren and I could not stop talking. I was like, Lauren,
imagine that.
I know, right? I'm like, maybe I should shut my eyes. I couldn't even do it because one thing just came, you know, it's me and Lauren when we're together.
I love you, Lauren. You're the bomb.
Yes, you are my two girls. I'm so proud of your show. This is fabulous. What a great thing. I'm so happy this is happening.
Well, Lauren, we love you.
I'm going to send you both pictures as well today in my spare time. I have 5,000 photos to go through. My dog is happy that I'm home. I've been gone a long time. I went to New York, you know, before, obviously. Kelly's sweet.
Well, Lauren, listen, we love you.
My voice back. I have no voice left.
None of us do.
I know. Lauren, thank you so much. I know you're exhausted, but thank you for stopping in. We absolutely adore and love you, and you know that.
And good luck opening that hyper shot, all right? We'll let you focus on that. Focus.
She got it,
Chrissy.
Over.
Thank God. Woo. I was sweating over here worrying about that. All right, Lauren, we love you, baby. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Lauren.
I'll be sending you a bunch of photos, okay? They're fabulous. All right.
Thank you, honey.
Take care, everybody. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Oh, Chrissy, she had me in tears.
Oh, she is hysterical. She had me laughing all weekend. I mean,
the whole boob thing on the plane was just, you had to be there because it was so funny. I'm like, Lauren, I don't want your kidney. I mean, she's just, Lauren and I are very tongue-in-cheeky, whether that will ever happen or not, probably not. But it was fun. It was fun, you know, kind of like, that's how me and Lauren do. We get such a good rapport with each other. We get the jokes just flying.
Yeah, when she first told me, I was like, you what? You're going to donate your what? So I had to run over to you at the Speedy's booth, and I was like, tell me this isn't true.
In tears, Chrissy, in tears. Well, you know what, Chrissy? Another awesome show. Awesome show.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
I had a blast, too.
And I'd like to thank our guests, Jen Hendershot and Zaville Rondien. Oh, I don't want to do it. I'm not. Chrissy, you try it. Zaville.
And the beautiful Zaville Rondien.
That's not bad. And, of course, the one and only Lauren Powers for stopping by. And until next week, remember, Muscle Girls, Inc., it's not just a radio show.
It is who we are.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is an RxMuscle.com presentation. Listen to Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin every week at the same time. Be sure to download this and all of our radio shows at our website, RxMuscle.com. This has been Muscle Girls, Inc.